Welcome in, everyone, to the Kia Sports Night at the Fights. Tonight, we are at the 2019 Lake Erie Association Junior Olympics here in beautiful Brook Park, Ohio. I am the voice of Kia Sports, Vince McKee. Joining me tonight, we have Timbo Slice Fairbanks. Welcome in, Tim.
I love the nickname, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It's good to be back with you and calling these young gentlemen's fights. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I want to see what they have and what we're working with here for the future Olympians.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is great. I was talking a little bit, talking some shop earlier tonight with Ed King, one of the referees. Also, the very well-known and respected Alex Cooper out of Strong Style and Stipe's camp. And just, it's good to see the growth of boxing, Tim. You know, more and more kids are starting to get involved with it. We got 8 action-packed fights tonight. 11 of these kids actually will go on to regionals in Toledo, as 3 bouts have already taken place, and 1 will actually take place tomorrow, so 12 total this weekend. But, definitely good for the sport, bud.
It is, man. You see these youths, coming in, sometimes, going the wrong route, and sports like this, boxing, football, and others are really helping shape and mold these young athletes into the men that they're going to become later on in life. I can't wait to see how all of it unfolds.
What an excellent point that is. I think that all the time keeps them off the streets. Me growing up personally, I don't want to say I had it easy by any stretch. My family was kind of poor, to be honest with you. But I still lived in a house with a roof, you know what I mean? And right. A meal on the table every night. And not all kids, unfortunately, are guaranteed that these days. So definitely boxing is, one of those sports where it could help some inner city kids. It could help, the youth of America find something to channel their energy on. Not focus on the negatives, but actually, and we're sitting here, me, I'm vastly overweight, I won't lie. But it does, it gives them nutritional value, okay? It teaches them discipline, it teaches them how to train, how to eat well, how to treat their bodies well, and that's big.
It is. I mean, in all aspects of life, the training that you put in for any kind of combat sport, wrestling, boxing, MMA, whatever the case may be, really, really molds and shapes you for later on in life. It teaches you little and major details. So, I'm happy for these guys. And I see all these young talents here around this ring, and I see some hunger and some fire in their eyes, man. They look like they're ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a big time for these kids. And it's funny because it was, for me, I'd have to check my notes, but I'm going to say maybe 3 weeks ago, this weekend, 3 weeks ago, I was here for the Golden Gloves. What a night that was, seeing, and because you see like kids this age, right? So they're training, they want to get bigger, they want to get better. Then you come to something like the Golden Gloves, and you see how all that pays off. What a magical night that was. I have to get you with me there next year. You would have loved it.
Yeah, man. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get together that night, but it will happen in the future. I can guarantee that. And there's going to be a lot more of Vince and Tim getting together here for other sports as well. But, tonight the focus is on these young gentlemen. And I want these fights to start. I get anxious. I get nervous, seeing the ring and the ropes and the smell. I love it. And I know that these kids grow to love it as well.
No doubt about it. All right, fans, before we get going with the fights tonight, we do so our many, many sponsors. I'm going to read a couple, and then I'm going to have Tim read a few, and then we'll do one probably between each fight. Our first one, as usual, Richard Ward or Remax. Now, Remax is the number one real estate agent worldwide, and Richard Ward is that reason why. He is your hometown expert. Richard Ward is a full-time realtor. Okay, guys, he doesn't do it on the side. This is his gig. Now, he specializes in listing homes, new home construction, military relocation, and pricing strategies, whether buying or selling. Richard Ward has the experience, knowledge, and determination to get the job done. For more information, contact Richard at richardwardrealty.com. That's richardwardrealty.com, or hook him up on Facebook. Also, Tommy's Barbershop. Guys, are you looking for the premier place to get your chop? Go where the champ, Nick Duganier, goes, to Tommy's Barbershop. He goes there because he owns it, but still. They will treat you right and keep you looking good for any occasion. Visit them tonight at 5331 Broadview Road in Parma. If you're like me, you got a couple kids, Timbo Slice over here, a couple kids. Your house, as hard as you try, isn't always spotless, right, Tim?
Always. Always.
No matter what you try, I swear to God, you can clean the house as messy 2 minutes later. But you know what? If you have that problem, no worries. Call up Great House Cleaning LLC. Their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people they hire are not only satisfied, but wowed by their service. Now, Great House Cleaning offers free estimates. They clean houses weekly, bi-monthly, monthly, and as needed. They also do one-time cleans. They include sheet changing, bed making, baseboards, and ceiling fans. They dust it all. Now, you want to get a hold of her? Melissa Cusack is her name. Contact Melissa at 216-375-8640. I'm going to turn things over to Tim to talk to you about Game Day Tavern, Cobos Insurance, and Cleveland Fitness Club.
What's going on, everybody? Tim Fairbanks here. Now, if you're looking for a good place to, you know, maybe celebrate the big game, check out Game Day Tavern in Brook Park, 15119 Snow Road. They offer large flat screens, the hottest bartenders, drink specials, trivia nights, local bands, open mic night, and everything that you would want, everything you want in a great tavern, including a widely popular, Queen of Hearts. Man, that is getting huge, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's big. I gotta learn how to play. I think you just put money in a pot. If they pick your number, you get to pull a card.
Millionaires. That's what we're gonna become. And we're going to do it at the Game Day Tavern, of course.
I'll quit my job in advance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm so confident we're going to win.
Now, you know, again, Cobos Insurance has been serving the Cleveland area for over 50 years. They are independent agents, so they have a lot of companies to find customers the best rate. They specialize in car, home, life, and business insurance. They are family-run. They have two locations, one in Elyria and one in Avon Lake. Now, of course, anytime, Vince, you see anything that's family-run, you feel a connection to it. And that's what I like to see in any business that I'm involved in, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, just to cut you off real briefly here, every which one of our sponsors is family-run. I know every owner personally. No corporations.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. See, I'm learning something new, and you know what? I think that's truly the way to go.
People
really
for
is.
People, Tim.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. Got to keep it going, though. I mean, now, of course, like Vince said, he might be slightly overweight, but if you've seen me lately... You know, if you've seen me lately, I haven't been in a gym, but I need to be, absolutely. In Cleveland Fitness Club, for 20-plus years, they have been much more than a place to go work out. They have all, they have everything, you know. They have bikes, they have tracks, courts, even pools.
Yeah.
They truly have something for everyone. Me, personally, I'm not a runner. I'm more of an elliptical guy, but, you know, you wouldn't think that, obviously. But, you know, they're open 365 days a year. You can visit them at 6600 130th Street in Middleburg Heights. And, go check them out. Like you said, family-owned. Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it, guys. And they also own Airport Go-Kart. Angela, Tony, DiGiorgi, good friends of mine, just excellent people. Actually saw them at the Crunch game last week, the anniversary game. So if you're looking for something fun to do with your kids, your friends, once the weather starts to warm up, I thought we were going to get some warm weather. Guess not. Soon, though. And those guys are over at 16208 Brook Park Road. If you know where the Brook Park Rapid Station is, it is right across the street. That's it for now. We're going to start with tonight's fight. Looks like first up, it should be Kelvon Redding versus Stefan Black. We'll be right back. And we're all set to get underway here at Night at the Fights. Referee Ed King checking the fighters as we speak. He's got the Everlast shoes on. He's ready to go, fans.
I mean, these kids look legit. I can't wait.
It's going to be a good night of fights. And this first fight will be brought to you by Fishing Mission Charter Service, our main man of announcements, Paul Scheel. He's probably on the ocean right now fishing. So if you're looking for the best fishing experience of your life, contact him. Fishing Mission Charter Service at 216-276-5658. Or contact him by email at fishingmission@yahoo.com. Paul wants to provide you and your crew with a fun-filled day of fishing on Lake Erie. His 25-foot sportcraft is fully loaded with the latest marine electronics. And for your convenience, there's a freshwater sink, marine toilet, live wells, and plenty of storage space. He will provide you for everything you need on a successful day on the water again. Fishing Mission, Paul Scheel. We're underway here. Out of the red corner, it will be Kelvon Redding. And in the blue corner, Stefan Black, Vince McKee, Tim Fairbanks. And Kelvin comes out charging, lands a couple quick ones, and Stefan Black on his heels early. Oh, Kelvin hits him again. Tim, I can't keep up with the speed.
Man, Redding is really pushing the pressure, moving forward. These guys are fighting in a tire. I can't believe it. They're going.
I just want to give them a big hug. I feel like I'm watching my two kids go at it.
It's amazing. I mean, they're using great technique. I mean, I've seen a double jab. I've seen head movement.
Yep. No doubt about it. They are.
Yeah, they're talented young men. I'm so excited for them.
So Kelvon Redding advancing forward here. Good. Stefan Black. Good body shot there by Black. Good hook by Black.
I saw that hook land there.
Nice straight jab, too.
The body shot was definitely working.
And they will swing. And that's going to about do it for round one here. Any second now, they'll ring that bell. There's the 10 seconds. Kelvon Black charging forward again. Timbo Slice.
Stephen Black, I mean, he's really establishing a jab. He's doing really well.
Oh, he lands him. Oh, my goodness. Stephon Black actually gets saved by the bell. Ed King is going to do a standing eight. And there it is. Unbelievable there in the closing seconds. Kelvon Redding knocks down Stephon Black. One hell of a first round, Timbo.
Yeah, I mean, with the knockdown, of course, you know, you're looking at Kelvon Redding here, you know, getting most likely taking the edge in that round with the knockdown. I mean, they were both coming and bringing it. The jabs were there. The head movement was there. The power was there. I mean, even for kids their age, it was amazing to see what they can do.
No doubt about it. And even without the knockdown, I would have scored that round for Kelvon Redding. Definitely would have given him a 10-9, but obviously with the knockdown, definitely a 10-8 there.
So absolutely.
Interesting start to this. Both kids look good. Like you said, good technique. And second round here, underway very, very shortly.
I mean, I'm sitting here walking at the corner. The corner's giving great advice. You know, I'm a little silent here, and I'm in awe. I can't believe it, and I apologize for that, guys. But I'm sitting here just looking back and watching these young men get advice from their team. And here we go. Round two is about to start.
All right. Round two underway here in a matter of moments. Kelvon Redding out of the red corner. Stephon Black out of black. And they come out swinging again. And here comes Kelvon Redding. Couple good body shots. They're looking for that overhead jab. Oh, but Black hit him good there. Good hook by Stephon Black. Another good hook by Stephon Black. And now the tide has turned in round two.
Caught
him there hard. Stephon Black. Tim, he's in trouble.
They're throwing. I mean, Stephon Black pushing the pressure. Kelvon Redding was in trouble there. Started coming back. They're doing a great job switching levels, going from the body to head.
Oh, yeah, I mean, good recovery, too, out of Redding.
Absolutely.
All right, back at it. Here we go. You can hear the crowd is into it. Stephon Black, Kelvon Redding, and now it's Redding. Jab, jab, jab. Cup, good body shot there by Black.
I mean, hooks aplenty here by Black. I'm so surprised to see the amount of body work that these kids are putting in.
Good hook there, too. Absolutely. They've learned to go to the body. It's a short target, a very short target, but they've learned how to hit it. Nice body shot there by Black. Good cross and retaliation by Redding. And that round, I'd have to give the Black. What do you say, Tim?
I mean, that was such a hard round to score. It really was. I mean, they both brought the pressure. You know, they both landed good shots. Redding was, of course, in trouble early. Black, I don't know what the corner told him, but he really, really came out on fire. But at the end, Redding put it back on. And like I said, it's an extremely hard round to score.
No, I mean, absolutely. You know, Black got knocked down in the closing seconds of the first round. Mentally, it's a lot for a kid to overcome. But he came out swinging for the fences in the second round. So like we said, you know, a lot of energy out of Stephon Black and really a lot of guts.
Yeah, I mean, the corners, like I said, they had to have said something really inspiring to him because either you have it or you don't, and that young man has it. He brought it after that knockdown. And, I mean, if it was up to me, if I had to make a decision, I think Stephon Black definitely took that round.
One round each. And fans, we are all set here for round number three, about to get underway. Kelvon Redding out of DNA Level C Boxing Club, and Stephon Black, Steel City, in the black and gold, I'd imagine that is Pittsburgh. All right, underway, Redding charges forward again, lands a nice hook there. Nice jab by Redding. Went for the body there, kind of hit a good body shot, retaliation by Black.
Yeah, Redding actually worked his way into, you know, the close quarters with his jab. He worked behind his jab, and you don't see some professionals do that anymore. It's amazing.
Yep. Great technique. Learning at a young age, and that is key. Good body shot there again by Redding. Another one there. Loose gloves there. Nailed him again.
He's putting the pressure on. He's moving forward. He landed body shots. Now, of course, we have Black going back to the center, throwing hooks aplenty.
When is the fatigue? Is there going to be fatigue here in the last seconds of this final round? You know, Tim, I know they had unlimited energy, but they've been swinging crazy.
I mean, it looks like Stephon Black is slowing down slightly. His punches don't have as much on him, but right now they're both in the corner swinging. Of course, Redding is still fighting behind that jab.
Beautiful job. They're going to have to give that round again, I think, to Redding. We'll be right back with the judges, and we'll check with Tim's scorecard as well. All right, and we're back. And before we get to Tim's scorecard, this next decision here to open up the night is brought to you by Helene Kia. Looking for a new used car? Check out my guy, James McConville, at Helene Kia in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Jim is a trusted member of the auto community for over 20 years and will treat you right no matter your car buying need. Jimmy McBone is ready for all your needs, as well as Hoosier Hockey. Hey, hockey fans, let us take this moment to tell you about Hoosier Hockey. If you're looking for the very best in hockey tape, wax, lace, and apparel, then Hoosier Hockey needs to be your first stop every time. Visit them online at www.hoosierhockey.org or on Amazon. Tim, how did you score it?
I have it 2-1 for Kelvin Redding coming out of the red corner.
See if the judges agree with Tim. Yep. There it is, just barely. My heart goes out to Stephon Black. The kid fought his butt off. Looks like he's holding back tears. I understand it.
Absolutely. I mean,
very class move for him to hand him his trophy.
Yeah, you see the sportsmanship here. That's what it's all about. The mutual respect between both. I mean, they're taking it like champs. I love seeing that.
Both kids fought great, too.
They did. High energy. I mean, they had great technique. I applaud both corners. Great job, guys.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No doubt about it. And, you know, here's the thing for Stephon Black. That kid's got nothing to be ashamed of. He's actually been pretty good if he sticks with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was narrow, guys. I personally, I thought it was very, very narrow. At the end of the first round, obviously, there was the knockdown. But from that point forward, Stephon Black controlled the fight at certain points.
He did. I mean, like I said, he established the jab. He was doing really well dipping and using his angle. I mean, the head movement was there. They both had great body work, too. I mean, not to sound repetitive, but that's how it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so fight two underway here in a matter of moments. I am Vince McKee alongside me tonight, Tim Fairbanks. And this next fight will be brought to you by Jenny's Popcorn. Jenny's Old Fashioned Popcorn is a family-owned tradition that's been serving the customers in Northeast Ohio and beyond for 65-plus years. She's a friend of mine, great gal, Jennifer McGuire. You show up to Jenny's Popcorn out there in Ridgeville, she'll give you and the kids a tour of the whole place. As long as you don't mind wearing a hairnet, you're good to go. Visit them online, Jenny's Popcorn, or like I just said, stop in person, 38727 Taylor Parkway, North Ridgeville, Ohio, 44035. Tim, up next, we have, let's do the names and numbers here. In the 75 bottom pound weight division, it is going to be, let's see here, Tim.
Devontae McFadden and Jermaine Nix. That looks like what it is next.
You got it, yep. All right, so Devontae in the green outfit and Jermaine Nix in the blue. Nix blue and Fadden green. McFadden, it's an Irish name. He's wearing green. That'll be easy to remember. I'll tell you what, man. Look at Jermaine Nix. This kid's ready to throw down.
He's ready to go. I mean, he looks like he's really intense. Yeah, I'm going to see how he comes out.
All right, fans, here we go. Devontae McFadden versus Jermaine Nix.
Boxing, Devontae.
And McFadden comes at him. They meet in the center of the ring. Good jabs there by Jermaine Nix.
Jermaine Nix coming out in the softball stance. You know, you don't see that a lot nowadays in the youngers.
No.
Good dipping there by McFadden.
No doubt about it. McFadden looking to go to the body. Is Devontae. They're tied up. Ed King will step in. All right. Jermaine Nix has to go ahead and keep pressing forward in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, the emotions run wild with these young men. The head movement's good. The footwork is even there. These guys are
going. Oh, McFadden lands a body shot to the head. Good 1-2, 1-2 there by McFadden. And he's coming with some more. Devontae McFadden. Again, McFadden again. Head, body. Head, body again. McFadden. Jab.
Oh, and Nix is finding his way out of the corner. Nix is finding a great left hand there.
Yep.
Big, powerful left hand there. And if you notice, McFadden stopped in his tracks.
Yeah.
He was pushing until that left hand stopped him.
Great first round there. Definitely, I'm going to say it goes to the red corner, Devontae McFadden. Jermaine Nix was in a lot of trouble there, but as Tim just said, got his way out of it, Tim.
He did. I mean, McFadden was doing a great job putting the pressure, landing the better shots in that first round. At the end of that round, Jermaine Nix hauled back and hit him with the left. That stopped him right in his tracks. All that pressure stopped, and luckily it was at the end of the round. I want to see how Nix comes out in the second round to see if he can continue that.
All right, second round up next. And we're back. Keon Sports Radio Network. Vince McKee alongside Tim Fairbanks, the Swamon of Sexy. And here we go. Devontae McFadden comes out again. Nix meets him. Good shot there by Nix.
A good left there again by Nix. But McFadden's coming through it. He's putting pressure.
I'll tell you what, Tim. Devontae McFadden is throwing more punches, but I think Nix is making his count much more. He landed another one right on the chin.
Yeah. I mean, the shots that he's landing have more on it. McFadden's throwing more, landing more.
Yep. I don't know if it has the power that Nick has.
Nope, I agree completely right now. It's a tale of two fights when you really look at it. As McFadden is doing a lot of pressure. Like Tim just said, every time Nick lands, he makes it count, Tim.
He does, absolutely.
Did it again.
He did it again. But McFadden's showing the chin and the heart. You know, this young man, it just keeps coming.
Oh!
There's another big left hook.
Great shot there by Nick. Not to cut you off, but yeah, I mean, this is going to be, it's going to be very interesting to see the way the judges call this. I'm seeing this fight right now for Nick's, but McFadden's bringing the energy. It's going to be real close.
It's hard to deny the action and the pressure that McFadden is bringing here. I mean, landing more shots, but not landing the harder shots, the more efficient shots. I want to see what these judges have to say if it makes it to that, you know, to that third, the end of the third round.
I think it will, and I'm extremely curious to see what the judges have to say, because to me, again, two different fights. You have, like you just said, Jermaine Nix isn't throwing in his landing as much, but when he does, it's powerful shots, and you see McFadden on his heels. Really, guys, the best way I can explain this is what we're watching right now. McFadden's coming out like a house on fire, like a hurricane.
Absolutely.
I mean, like the Tasmanian devil won't stop throwing punches. And all it takes is one, two shots by Nix to kind of just unplug it for a second.
Just for a second. Now, the thing is that once he lands that straight left and he calms him down, he needs to continue that and then put the pressure on him. If he does that, he'll do well and he can end up winning this third round.
No doubt about it. I am very, very curious to see how the judges are going to score this thing.
Great job both corners, though. Great job.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right. A lot of people in the crowd yelling out 2-0 Devontae.
Yeah.
I disagree. All right. Nick's underway. Good body shot there by Nix. Jermaine Nix.
Great combination there. Body, head.
Oh, McFadden answers.
McFadden lands a big shot.
Oh, yeah. Now McFadden pushes Nix against the ropes. Good body shot. Beautiful answer there by McFadden.
Yeah, the ref, I'm warning him about some, you know, the head touching there.
Yeah. Nice shot there by McFadden. Swinging wildly, but landing him. Another shot there by McFadden. Has Nix in the corner. Good, great footwork by Nix to get out of there. Tim just circled right out.
Yeah, right back in the center of the ring. He went for a left uppercut. I don't think it landed. I think that might have been a slip there.
All right, so we have a slip for McFadden. It will not. Good call there by Ed King. It will not be a knockdown. Restarts it. Good decision there by Ed King. Definitely not a knockdown. 10 seconds to go.
Go get him.
Now here we go. We heard the 10 seconds.
And McFadden pressures again. Good last second shot. We're going to go to the judges. And we're back. Tim, how did you have it scored?
I mean, as much as I, you know, want to give the credit to where credit is due for Jermaine Nix landing the bigger shots, you cannot deny the pressure and the accumulation of shots that Devontae McFadden landed. I have it 3-0 for Devontae McFadden.
Okay, I'm going to say 2-1 for Nix. We have our first disagreement of the night.
Here we go. We'll see.
I had Nix winning the first two rounds. McFadden definitely winning the third. And we will see here. Again, nonstop energy by McFadden. If the judges are looking for pure energy, shots landed, then he's got it.
Yeah. I mean,
and
like
they probably are.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, McFadden, you know, he brought the pressure. He landed some shots. You know, he landed way more. The power shots, of course, went on Nix's end. But I have it 3-0 for Devontae.
All right, we will see. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Yep. All right, so it does go the way of McFadden. Nice job, Tim.
Thank you. I mean, like I said, it's just, you can't deny the amount of shots that were landed, even if it didn't have the power that Nix put on it. You know, good job, both corners. Again, another fight, amazing. The young man getting his hand raised, got a trophy. You know, I hope they both continue in the sport.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. This was a very, very fun first couple fights. We're looking to be with you guys all night long here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, so we are back here for bout number 3 of the evening. It'll be in the 110-pound Junior Division Championship bout. And it will be Travell Fane out of Dream Team Boxing and out of the red corner versus Jamal Bowman Jr. out of Empire Boxing. We know a lot about them out of the blue. So, Tim, we got Travell Fane versus Jamal Bowman Jr. We take our time with these names because we don't want to screw them up any more than we already have.
Right. I mean, all the attention should be on these young men.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to do is, of course, butcher the name.
Oh, gosh, no doubt about it, man. I absolutely love seeing kids, you know, compete this athletically, off the video games, off the phones, off the tablets. This is great. And this next fight is brought to you by Rocket Fizz Candy. If you have a sweet tooth like I do, God knows I love my candy, Rocket Fizz Candy has you covered. with everything from your childhood to today. They didn't miss a beat putting together this magnificent display of candy and soda paradise. You can visit them at 530 Euclid Avenue. And guys, if you want to be a sponsor, if you own a business of any kind, and you want to get a hold of myself here with Keon Sports or Tim with Bring the Fight, you can very easily do so. Our sponsorships are very affordable, and you get a lot of return on your investment. You can reach me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14 at Yahoo.com. Tim, how can they get a hold of you, bud?
You can do TimFairbanks310 at gmail.com. You know, like I said, a very, very affordable. Me and Vince work together a lot of the time, so if you're dealing with Vince, you're dealing with me, and that's how it goes. You know,
we'll family. Give you a double dip.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I cover a lot of MMA. He covers a lot of everything. You know, so why not make it happen?
Later this evening, I hope to cover a lot of my mattress. We'll see. Hopefully, my wife will be doing so as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that being said, we are on to. Bout number three, Travell Fayne out of the red corner. Right there, flashy shorts out of Travell Fayne. Like him. And obviously Jamal Bowman. So we got Fayne in the red gloves, Bowman in the blue. And we are going to go down to ringside. Well, what am I saying? We are ringside. And guys, we love our sponsors. When you sponsor with Keon Sports and also with Bring the Fight, we will put you right on the website. So not only will we talk about you on air, right, Tim, but literally we'll put you on our websites.
On the websites, you know, any live coverage we're doing, you're on there. Yeah. And there's thousands of eyes on your business, that's for sure.
All right, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. The cold pizza article got 3,000 views last week.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's amazing.
I'm pumped. No way, bro. All right, here we go. So Fayne in the red, Bowman in the blue. All right.
It looks like Bowman is the rangier fighter.
Yeah.
You know, he's there. I mean, a lot of big power on both.
Now Bowman landing that jab. Good uppercut there by Bowman. He has Fayne against the ropes, but backing him up there. Bowman throwing those shots about chest high, Tim.
Yeah, these young men are throwing. I mean, Bowman really, really with the heavy shots again. Southpaw stance. You know,
good
coming
crouch.
In there. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The footwork is there, the shoulder movement, everything, head movement.
Good job there, though, by Fayne, you know, kind of finding his distance. Nailed it there. Good job by Fayne coming in. And good recovery by Bowman. And Bowman there, pushing forward. You're right, left-hander.
Yeah, I mean, the southpaw's there, you know, a little bit of the dirty boxing in there by Fayne, you know, but looks like, I'm sorry, by Bowman.
Both guys, yeah, I mean, Bowman for sure.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are super talented.
Bowman in the blue, Fayne in the red. And Bowman with a slight advantage, but still early here in the first.
I mean, Fayne is definitely taking the center of the ring there. You know.
Work! Yeah, but he's getting hit when he does.
Some more holding and hitting there.
Yeah. Both guys a little dirty boxing here.
Absolutely.
Still plenty of time in this round. Oh, nice shot there.
A big left hand there landed.
Out of the clinch by Bowman Jr. And Bowman Jr. finding his range right now. Nice shot there by Bowman Jr., definitely finding his range.
Travell Fayne is coming in, you know, throwing, I mean, many, many shots, you know, starting with combinations. You know, maybe for him, he's having a hard time. There we go.
I mean,
reset there by Bowman. Fayne brought it to him there for a moment.
Bowman needed to catch his breath there off the ropes, and he did. A little less energy in this fight, but again, you're dealing with heavier kids.
I mean, a great counter. It was a slow pull back there by Fayne, and Bowman made him pay for it. And a big left hook there by Bowman.
Excellent job there. And we'll see how the judges score this first round. I had it. Yeah, there it is. Just slightly for Bowman. Not dominating, but to me, I felt like he landed more.
I truly feel like Travell Fayne, you know, turned it on in the final minute of that. You know, they went at it. He landed some good counters. A very slow pull back there by Bowman. A good counter shot. He jumped in there with combinations, leading with combinations. I think the reason why is because he couldn't establish a jab due to the length of Bowman. So I'm going to give it, you know what, at that final flurry there, I'm giving it to Fayne on the first round.
Okay, I'm going to mark this down here. So we have an F under Travell Fayne for Fairbanks and an M for Jamal Brown.
There we go.
Yeah, funny. It'd be boring if we agreed on everything.
It would be. And we're not doing it to make it entertaining.
No,
that's our true opinion here.
And if you knew me and Tim, if you knew us well enough, we actually kind of do almost agree on everything. So for us to disagree on something,
yeah,
definitely a good sign that this will not be a boring night. Fight 3 of 8. And it's on pace to be a pretty quick night, which I'm sure both of our wives are happy about that.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. Gonna go home and enjoy myself after this.
All right, here we go. Bowman in the blue, Fain in the red. Both men trying to find their jab right now, find their distance.
Hey, it worked, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that. Like I said, a good dip there. You know, they're, of course, there we go. They were in the middle. The referee's separating them.
Good job there by referee Ed King to separate the fighters. And they're back. A nice shot there by Bowman. And good, answer there by
Fain was definitely going ahead and measuring there. He landed a good right hand on the way in for Bowman. Bowman putting the pressure now. Oh. Fain turning him around, landing a good right hand there.
Yeah, and it great job there by Fain because he was hooked. He kind of had, he was kind of being held and went for it, but you know.
I mean,
Ed King separates him again.
It looked like Fain was returning the favor. I mean, we had some holding and hitting in the first round by Bowman, and now Fain did it again. So here we go, a little bit of a clinch there.
Gotta be, you know what, Tim, you're right. Gotta be much more careful with that clinch. But again, these kids are winning. Good shot there by Bowman. Good uppercut by Bowman. Another good shot. And, man, I don't know if I want to call this dirty boxing or just it's too much holding.
I mean, it's a lot of holding, but Bowman did land some two good shots right there. You know, found some separation, landed the good shots. Now, of course, Ed King separated them, and they're now trying to find their range again.
Oh, nice shot there by Fain.
Fain jumped in there with a 1-2.
It was good.
Yeah.
Real good. So Travell Fain looking to get it going here in the second round. And Ed King will stop it again. And not real sure what happened.
Lace.
All right. This time out brought to you by Frankie's Italian Cuisine. If you're looking for a place to enjoy a post-game meal, love Italian food like me and Tim do, Frankie's Italian Cuisine has you covered from meatball to lasagna. Visit them tonight at 4641 Great Northern Boulevard in North Olmsted, right by my house. And away we go, Travell Fain and Bauman. Nice body shot there. Mouthpiece goes flying, and another timeout. This might be the longest second round in the history of boxing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing that we could do about it, nothing they could do about it. It's just, you know, the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yep. Okay. Interesting round right now. Both guys kind of holding, you know, a little bit. We got Travell Fain talking to one of the judges. You don't see that too often. All right, let's see what goes on here. Herky-jerky round.
Absolutely. It's going to be an extremely hard round to score. They're both bringing the pressure.
He's hooking again, though.
Yeah, he is.
Travell Fain has again. To stop hooking. You're just going to get docked a point. How much patience will Ed King have with that holding? We will see. It's happening a lot. Nice shot there by Bowman. Another good shot by Bowman.
Good footwork there by Fain, actually, getting away from that last combination.
Good observation.
Look at that. I mean, pushing the pressure there. Extremely difficult round to score there for that.
No doubt about it. I'm going to give it to Fain only because he did more damage when he could. A sloppy round, but I'll have to say that one on the McKee scorecard, I'll give it to Fain.
You know what? Man, it's so difficult. I think that Fain landed the better shots. With the way that Bowman was holding and hitting the first round, Fain returned the favor this time. I do feel like Fain landed the better shots in this round. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Fain as well.
Okay. Both commentators score that round for Travell Fain. We'll see what the judges do. And here we go. The third and very possibly deciding round. We will see. And if Travell Fain could find his jab again in the third round, not get caught up in all the hooking, I think he's going to take it. We will see. All right, long whistle there. Round three underway. Keon Sports.
Expect
Radio
Fain.
Network. Sorry.
I apologize. Expect Fain to come out throwing combinations here.
All right. Here we go. Travell
there
Fain.
It is.
Nice
shot
there.
He runs right into it.
You caught it.
Yeah, runs right into it. I mean, he started every round off the same way.
Yeah, but great shots there by Bowman. Oh!
I mean, they are both throwing. I mean, Bowman landing about 15 body shots right there.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
All right. Good shot there again to the body by Bowman. Some more hooking by Travell Fain. How much more patience is Ed King going to show with that? We will see. These are kids. Again, Bowman, hands up. And he's looking to get in there, but a nice shot by Travell Fain.
Again, I don't know what the corner told Bowman, but he came out, you know,
he's
on fire.
Him. Put him in a headlock, Timbo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a little bit of pro wrestling there, but, you know, Bowman came out very, very, very intense. Look at that. Now we got holding on the hand here.
There it is
big
again.
Uppercut there, a nice right. Oh, a big left hook there by Fain.
Good shot. Side head shot
they're
there.
They're trying to work out of it, but they're holding each other and hitting again.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
All right, KeonSports.com for all the recap of tonight's fights. KeonSports.com.
Big
Both fighters at it again. Looking, pawing away here at Bowman.
Let it go.
Nice shot there by Bowman.
Bowman landed him coming in. He looked like he was going to dip into it, and he landed a good left hand.
That was a combination of the fight so far. I don't know if it's going to be enough. Both fighters need to pour it on right here. This fight is way too close for them to be tentative. They need to pour it on right now.
I agree. Oh,
man, it worked.
Take it out of the hands of the judges. Bowman, good circling by Bowman. Good backpelling by Bowman. Travell Fane looking to charge in. Tim, it's got to be getting close.
I mean, Fane was being very selective with the shots there. You know, I don't know if he was looking to establish a jab and then land a right hand following behind. But that's so difficult to do with a backpedaling southpaw.
Yep. But no one wants to fight a lefty.
There's a good right hand that lands on the inside there by
Fane. It did. Okay, so that is going to do it here for the third and final round. The judges will have their work cut out for them. We'll be right back with Tim's scorecard and the judges. And we're back. We're going to wait on the judges' scorecard. Myself, Vince McKee, my co-host here, Tim Fairbanks, both of us scored it to Travell Fane. I had it 2-1. Tim Fairbanks, 3-0. But again, it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what the judges think, and we will see what they have to say. Tim, walk us through it.
Right. I mean, like I said, Fane came out every single round throwing combinations. It looked like Bowman, you know, really, really wanted to land a power shot. He was looking for that left straight. I'm really, really excited. A lot of, like you explained, herky-jerkiness in the round going on. But I felt like Fane did enough to get the victory, absolutely.
All right, we will see. Great job there by referee Ed King to go ahead and, you know, keep the action moving. A sloppy fight like that. Veteran referee Ed King stepped in multiple times when he needed to and got the job done. It's time for me and Tim to stop talking and go to the man who matters the most, our ring announcer, unnamed, with tonight's result. I don't know his name. My main man, Paul, is not here tonight, so. And we will see which way this goes. Oh!
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so Jamal Bowman. And apparently did enough. Interesting, interesting decision there.
Yeah, good fight. I mean, you know, he did land some good shots. You know, he controlled the fight. He moved forward, you know, but I felt like Fane, whenever he did throw the combinations, I felt like Bowman backpedaled a lot. But at the same time, you know, he did do a lot of coming forward and landing some good shots. So congratulations. Congratulations to Jamal Bowman Jr.
Absolutely. This next fight will be brought to you by Mullins Construction and also Soccer Shots. I'm going to turn things over here to the round mound of rebound, Tim Fairbanks, to talk to you about Mullins Construction and Soccer Shots.
All right. Well, you know, it doesn't matter if it's indoor or outdoor. Mullins Construction has everything your home or office will need. They even do plumbing, hot water tanks, windows, and everything else your home or office will need. Visit them at www.cretans.com/Mullins Construction.
Yes, but will they do everything your home and office will need?
Absolutely, everything.
I don't know why I wrote that choice.
Hey, I mean, you know, but you gotta emphasize. You gotta make sure that people know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if
everything.
Wait a second. If my kids want to go play soccer, where the hell should they go?
I mean, if they want to go play soccer, the grass will always be green.
Except
here.
Except the Northeast Ohio.
Well, I mean, you got snow, but when you go to Soccer Shots, you know, and it'll be perfect for outdoor action. Sign up your kids today for Soccer Shots. It's an excellent program. They teach your child about exercise and overall hard work at Soccer Shots. Go check it out.
Great job, Tim. Isn't Tim a great salesman? I'll tell you, man, he could find a woman wearing white gloves and sell her a damn ketchup popsicle. I'm telling you. I'm going to bring him in full time.
There we go.
Timmy Fairbanks. Tim, I don't know if you've ever noticed. Probably not. But when I like somebody, they almost always get a nickname.
That's good.
Like, I can't remember last time I called Eli. I call him E. Like, when I'm around him, it's E, you know? All right, here we go. So we have Deban Figueroa, must be Italian, against Lavelle Bradford. Bradford in the blue, Figueroa in the red. Figueroa in the red, Bradford in the blue. All right, here we go. Figueroa circles around, good cross there. Nice shot there by Figueroa, but coming in again is Bradford.
Another southpaw versus, orthodox fighter.
Good shot there by Bradford.
Yeah, Bradford's throwing heavy. Big Girl is coming forward, landing his own as well.
Yeah, here we go again. Basically, it's almost what we've seen a couple fights in a row now. Figueroa bringing the energy, but Bradford an bringing the power.
An excellent left-hand counter there by Figueroa. Now,
but he just got his head snapped back by Bradford.
I saw that.
So Lavelle Bradford made his head snap back. Great shot there by Bradford. And we'll see where it goes from here. But, man, is he landing some more good body shots there. I'm very impressed with Bradford right now. Very impressed.
You're impressed by Bradford. I mean, Figueroa was rolling good combinations, landing. There's another good left-hand counter.
Yeah.
I mean, that counter right now has landed three times. It's working for him.
Yep, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Figueroa working that counter to perfection. Bradford bringing the heat, but Figueroa standing in there showing great. Nice shot there by Figueroa.
That left hook is there all day for Figueroa right now.
Oh, it is. He's wide open. He's wide open, Tim. Good hook there. All right. Good job by the referee to tell him to keep boxing and let him work out of it. Hands up there by Figueroa. And there it is. Good body shot. Good 1-2 by Figueroa, Tim.
Absolutely. I mean, Bradford seems to be the bruiser of the two. Figueroa seems to be the more slick boxer. He's landing counter shots. He's starting with combinations. He's moving forward. Look at that. A double jab established.
Yep. All right. Bradford charging forward. Gets caught, though. Nice shot, but Figueroa's turned this wrong.
Combination leading into a good right hand there.
Good luck trying to score this round.
I mean, you see that again. He threw that left hook, and that's the first time it missed.
Oh! Figueroa getting work done. Referee is going to stop it for a second. Not sure why. Not real sure why, but moving on. Tim, I have no idea how you score that round. If I was forced to score it, I would probably score it for Figueroa, just barely. Bradford landed powerful shots, but I am very, very impressed by Davon Figueroa's ability to come back in that round. And like you said, he had that hook anytime he wanted it.
Absolutely. That left hook was working for him. It was there. I mean, he missed it one time. He's a slicker boxer, it seems. Like I said, you know, Bradford's the bruiser. He's the slicker boxer. The left hook is there. I think that's his money shot, and that right now is why I have him winning that round.
Yep. I agree. Now, it's going to be interesting what the corner of Figueroa is telling him here. He definitely has the hook anytime he wants it wide open.
You go like this every time. Just fake. You hear?
All right, let's see. Referee, I'm not sure what the deal is. So he's just keeping it out there for some reason. But I didn't pick up on that at all.
You can't poke in the eyes with gloves on. I don't agree with that. You should be able to measure, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
And I agree.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second round underway.
Right now. Touch it right now.
Nice shot there by Figueroa. There it is again. Good 1-2. Good cross. Beautiful job by Figueroa. Good job there. He's got that reach. And I think he's going to yell at for sticking his arm out, but that's boxing. That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, he's reaching. Lennox Lewis made a whole career based on something like that.
Yep.
So did the Klitschkos.
Yep.
And look at the footwork there. Figueroa circling out. Doing great
good
footwork.
Good crouch, too.
Absolutely.
Good crouch. I'm very impressed right now by Figueroa. His head snap back. Good shot there by Figueroa. Bradford's got to step it up right now. He's got to get some courage right now, and I think he will. And there it is. He must have heard me. Here comes Bradford.
He's tired, Pete.
He came forward, absolutely.
And he might be a little tired, too. All right, good job there. Good job there by Figueroa. Both fighters. Nice shot there by Figueroa.
Heavy shots, Figueroa. Bradford's in trouble. There we go.
Standing eight. There it is. Figueroa outworks him. A standing eight. Great job there by Davon Figueroa. Second round resumes.
Take him underwater, D.
Unbelievable. Davon Figueroa putting his foot on the gas pedal here.
Yeah, Figueroa is punishing the body right
now. Oh!
Look at the head.
Beautiful head movement. Gorgeous.
Nice turn.
And Tim, it looks like Bradford looks a little bit tired from all this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bradford, a good jab there.
Davon Figueroa putting his foot on the gas pedal. Full throttle here by Figueroa. He's already got the standing eight count. And out goes the mouthpiece of Bradford.
Keep Johnny. Hey, whip that.
All right.
Oh, I can talk. I ain't in the corner.
And it's cool to get the mouthpiece back.
Walk him down, D.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Second round, back underway. And Bradford's got to do something quick.
Nice left hand there by Bradford.
Figueroa looking good right now. Oh, Tim. It's hard for me to call this. I'm enjoying watching it too much.
I'm just watching it so much here. Figueroa is really, really doing some damage.
Jeez, oh, man.
Radford, then, and after that, after getting his mouthpiece back in, brought it back to him, landed some good shots himself. But I do have it. A dominant round there by Figueroa.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, yeah. No doubt about it. I agree. So Davon Figueroa, a phenomenal job there. Gets the 10-8 round and just outworked him. You know, he has the hook when he wants it, but the thing he did in the second round that he didn't really do in the first round is he made his shots count.
Absolutely.
He made them count. I mean, he was landing with power, and Bradford didn't know what to do. Bradford's in a deep hole right now.
Yeah, I mean, the footwork by Figueroa did amazing. You know, that really set him up there for some clean shots. The left hook again was there. You know, when he got him stuck on the ropes, he did some damage. Great job. You know, and the corner seems to be extremely knowledgeable doing what they're doing. They're teaching this kid very well.
Tremendous job out of the corner of Figueroa. Excellent adjustments going from the first to the second round. The first round was a little close. The second round was just dominant.
Yeah, absolutely dominant.
All right, third and final wave. Final round about to get underway. Davon Figueroa and Abel Bradford.
That was one of the cleanest body shots I've ever seen a fight start with.
Yep.
Figueroa is really going after it.
Again, Vince McKee alongside Tim Fairbanks, the 2019 Junior Olympics. Here, Keon Sports, www.keonsports.com. Tim Fairbanks joining us tonight from Bring the Fight.
Now, I mean, Bradford here just hit a good one, too. There's another. Oh, wow, what a body shot there by Figueroa.
I am so impressed right now by both fighters, since Bradford is not backing down, but just a tremendous job. Davon Figueroa showing us every element of his game. He showed us some head movement in the second round. He showed us some crosses. He showed us some jabs. He showed us some body shots. Oh, that is going to
be big left hand counter.
Wow, Lavelle Bradford. Maybe my words there for a second.
Bradford's pushing back.
Yep.
Figueroa didn't like it.
Lavelle Bradford needs a home run shot right now. Would you agree, Tim?
Absolutely, absolutely. He needs to finish the fight.
Oh, nice body shot there. Figueroa caught Bradford coming in, landed a beautiful body shot.
And then the inside uppercut too landed.
He did.
He's scared.
All right, Bradford's got to go for broke right now, but Figueroa bringing that energy. He's outworked him again. Oh, he got caught though.
Big left hand counter again by Bradford.
I'll tell you, Bradford looks tired, but he's making his shots land powerful. The kid's jacked.
Absolutely.
He's got bare muscles. Nice shot there by Figueroa there. And a standing eight. That's it. So the second standing eight of the fight, and unbelievable as Figueroa got caught but responded, a flurry, the standing eight, and here we go. Plenty of coaches ringside.
Right hand body, left hand to the head. Figueroa is really switching it up well.
Yeah, nice shot there, good shot there. Good body shot, good cross lands. Bradford almost out of time. What a dominating fight.
Good fight, baby.
We'll be right back with the decision. All right, we are back here on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Again, Keon Sports Radio Network, Keon Sports Media Group. Vince McKee alongside Tim Fairbanks. I already know what you're going to say because I agree. How do you have it scored?
I mean, a dominant second and third round there by Figueroa. You know, got another standing eight count. I mean, don't get me wrong. Bradford landed some good shots. But Figueroa, I mean, honestly, and my opinion so far, the fight of the night, I don't see how anybody beats this fight tonight. Great job by both guys, but Figueroa definitely got the victory.
Yeah, I mean, Tim pretty much said it all. You know, good, and really here, listen, Lavelle Bradford landed some powerful shots. He really did. There was a couple of times he rocked Figueroa, but at the end of the day, you saw Davon Figueroa get better every round. I mean, the first round was close, and then he just walked through him the rest of the fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you can't teach, is to get hurt, get stumbled, get wobbled, and to come back and keep fighting and actually do better. I mean, great job.
I'll see you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to say goodnight to Ed King here. Live on air. Hey, Ed,
absolutely.
If a fighter wants to train, where's the best place to go? Because I've heard it's King's Gym. Would you agree?
King's Gym is strong style.
Well, how do we find out more about King's Gym?
Go to kingsgymohio.com.
All right.
All you got to do. Plenty of videos, everything there.
Simple enough, right?
Simple enough.
All right, tell Vonda we said hi.
I will.
And we'll see you on July 12th for what?
Friday Night Fights 14, I think it is.
There it is.
All right, thanks.
Thank you,
thanks,
Ed.
Thanks for coming
out. All right. And in case you missed it, you pretty much already knew. That was Davon Figueroa and Tim. We will go ahead and take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back, everybody. All right, we're here with Davon Figueroa. Hell of a fight, man. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. You know, I'm just thankful for the win. Of course, that's all. I feel great.
Now, let me have this thing here. Let me show you how it's done. Now, Figueroa, you had a great left hook in that. You landed it immediately. He stopped in his tracks. When that happened, did you see that was going to be the fight, the punch to land through the whole fight?
Well, yeah. If I'm landing it, of course I'm going to feel that, you know, I have the advantage, and I don't feel his power. So his power didn't affect me. So of course that shows that I'm going to have more of an advantage to take the win.
How do you feel about your chances in the next round?
Of course, you know, I'm a confident fighter, so I already know that whoever is in front of me, I'm going to take over. That's all.
You know, how pumped up do you get? You know, me and Tim are trying to call the fight, and you got your whole crowd, you know, screaming and yelling. Can you hear those guys? Are you just so much in the zone, you just block all that out?
I hear them, but at the same time, I try to zone that out, you know, but at the same time, I feel that energy. So that energy helps me. It pushes me. But at the same time, I'm still focused on my fighter in front of me.
Now, as I was calling the fight, I noticed that, you know, in the beginning, he might have been more of the bruiser of the two, and you were more the slick style fighter. You landed good counter shots. Is that something you work on all the time, as your counter? Because it seems like you have a great counter game.
Yeah, I like to work on my counter shots a lot, but it's just a matter of, you know, the first few rounds, I like to feel my fighter out, you know, so depending on their style, I might end up being the aggressor or the boxer, you know, but of course, you know, being a counterpuncher, that's my style. So, of course, I'm going to have to try to be a slick fighter, look for your openings, and attack.
Damon, on behalf of Keon Sports, we'd like to congratulate you. Right now, you're up for Fighter of the Night. We'll see how the rest of the night plays out. Hell of a job.
Thank you.
Vince McKee, Tim Fairbanks, we are blown away with the performance. Blown away.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys so much.
Absolutely, man. Now, I know this is for Keon Sports. I'm going to go ahead and throw a quick plug in here real quick.
Please do.
Bring the fight. I will interview you as well. I do my own. Vince does his. But we work together a lot, man. Like I said.
We're actually twin brothers. Can you tell?
Twins. Yeah, twins. Yeah. I mean, we might be related. You never know. You know. But. Yeah, absolutely.
You might be my son for all I know.
But again, congratulations, man. A lot of fun watching
so
you.
Thank
yep.
Thank you.
All right, man. Great job. We'll be right back. And we are back from intermission. If you guys could have saw what Tim put away at the snack stand, oh my God.
Epic. Epic proportion. Yeah, absolutely.
Kids are going to need a new colon later, let me tell you. All right. So we are back. Looks like up next, it's not official yet, but it's looking like up next should be 132-pound junior division championship bout. It'll be Tayshawn Denson out of Akron Boxing Academy versus Charlie Menefee out of Old Angle Boxing Club, where my good buddy there, Nick Duganier, fights out of Old Angle. And at that time, it will be brought to you by, let's see where we're at. Oh, the Workout Factory. Tim was talking about the working out on the treadmill there, so... the elliptical.
Elliptical, yeah.
There we go.
After eating all them concessions, I need to get back there.
Absolutely. Are you looking to work off those post-holiday pounds? And, you know, I wrote this in January, fresh off of Christmas. But, guys, seriously, there's always a holiday. I mean, we just had Easter. You know, coming up, we got Memorial Day. Everybody's going to pick out the barbecue. So, holiday pounds. You have them?
Oh,
poor little kid just took a spill. She got right up like a champion. Okay. So, back to the Workout Factory.
Man.
If you have a busy schedule. If you have a busy schedule and you need a place to work out that is always open, check out the Workout Factory, 5508 Ridge Road in Parma, right off of Ridge Road, you know, close to Brook Park Road as well. But seriously, guys, Workout Factory is open all the time, so no matter what your schedule is, you know, it's there. I'm going to toss it over to Tim, and I want Tim to explain a little bit more about his website, his company, Bring the Fight.
Vince, I appreciate that. You know, Vince, we met a long time ago. You know, at Dave & Buster's doing a thing, you know, but, you know, man, to be honest with you, all I can say is Vince has been really cool to me and inspired me to do some of my own things. And, you know, we're working together still and nothing but love for Vince and Keon Sports. But Bring the Fight, you know, just go to btfmma.com, go to our events, check us out, go to our Instagram. Everything's linked on there. Just go check out our pictures, hit the like, follow everything, share, please. You know, we just love combat sports. And, you know, I'm going to pass it back over to Vince.
Excellent. Good stuff, Tim. Glad I could be of inspiration. That's what it's all about. In this industry, help one another. Always.
Absolutely.
You help one another. You help the sport grow that you love. my honest opinion.
I agree. I completely agree.
All right. Up next, as we said. Okay, good. You know what sucks for the sponsors? That sponsor a fight, and then the fight gets canceled, and we don't have it there. I mean, at least they still get their name in the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Denson out of the red. Menifee out of the blue. Alright, Menifee blue. Denson red. Vince McKee, Tim Fairbanks, Keon Sports Radio Network. Again, KeonSports.com for the full action of today. And we're on our way. Alright, Denson on Menifee. Good crouch there. Good body shot and good crouch by Menifee. Nice good retaliation there. By Tayshawn Denson.
Yeah, Tayshawn Denson definitely. Look at that. I mean, he had a great jab.
When he comes in like that. Right there.
Good shot there as Menifee charged in. Denson is catching it too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Denson's listening to his corner really well.
He is. Good jab there by Denson. Another good cross. Good shot there, though, by Menifee at an old angle boxing club. Fights with the champ, Nick Duganair.
Working there.
And a little bit of a tussle there, but no. Good job by Menifee.
Yeah, way to work it out there out of the clinch.
Good body shot by Menifee, but good retaliation by Denson. Both fighters looking good. Good shot there by Denson.
Denson is using his range
off
really
the jab.
Well.
You know, he really is.
Yeah.
Okay, good circle here by Denson. Nice shot by Denison.
Beautiful.
Rocked Menifee. Yep,
double right. I'm sorry. Double right hand there. Both hooks. And it looks like it took Menifee for a ride there.
No doubt about it. All right, here we go again.
Measuring
Tayshawn Denson, Charlie Menifee. Fifth fight of the night. Good shot there. As Menifee came in, Denson caught him perfectly on the chin.
I mean, three straight shots. Great combination.
Yeah. Nice shot there again by Denson.
His 1-2s are on point right now.
Yeah,
they really are.
Uh-oh, he's stagged.
All right. A little bit of a stagger. Good body shot there by Denson. Good 1-2 by Denson.
Measuring.
He's starting to make some hay in this first round, Tim. His eye looks a little...
Oh.
Looks a little glassy eyed there, but he's landing them.
On the exit, both for hooks there.
Yep. All right. Tayshawn Denson looking to go to work right now. 10 seconds to go in the round. Both fighters circling. Good interaction there. Nice straight jab by Menifee. Landed cleanly, but I got to give this first round to Denson.
Absolutely. Denson's combination work is great. He's using his range. He's using his footwork. He's looking really, really good. He's extremely sharp in this round. I definitely give it an easy first round to Tayshawn Denson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tayshawn Denson with the first round. And, guys, if you're looking for new flooring in your home, look no further than MDG Flooring. Steve Walbot, a very good friend of mine, a mentor in many ways. Now, if you need quality flooring for your home or office, as I said, it is MDG Flooring America in Medina. There's nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today, 330-725-5252, or stop in and visit them in person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. And guys, a lot of fighters tonight have trophies. They are Seta Trophy. Now, Seta Trophy has been a staple of the Northeast Ohio community for over 40 years. Visit them today, 4335 Rocky River Drive in Cleveland.
Round two is about to start here.
And I will let Tim take over as I have to do my photography job for the night.
Absolutely. Round two is about to start here. And there goes the bell. Both fighters come to the center of the ring.
Right there, so it's coming.
Denson.
That should have been an uppercut.
Denson had a very nice left counter there.
Steps forward like that.
Once again, both in the center.
Yep.
Denson's using his range, and then of course Menifee's coming in.
Yep.
Great level change there by Denson.
Jab. Throw that jab.
Denson, of course, standing in the southpaw stance.
Whip it. Yep.
And that was a hard body shot there by Denson. Menifee's moving forward. Now Denson's moving forward again. Nice combination work there by Denson.
Yep.
Body, head. I mean, great.
Keep your distance. Don't smother. Get him out of here.
Denson looked to turn into an assassin from the outside there, landing great shots.
Yeah, walk him down. Back to the body.
1, 2, 3, 4. Landed 5, 6, 7 straight shots. And, of course, the ref's going to stop for a standing 8 count.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Get him out of there. That's that work, Ty. Come
on. Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, the ref brings him back. A huge left hand. Another standing eight. And the fight has been stopped here in the second round. A massive, massive left hand there by Tyshawn Denson finishes it all. Great job to both fighters. Tyshawn did an amazing job bringing the pressure, listening to his corner. Congratulations to Tyshawn Denson.
All right, and we're back. And how about that, guys? Tim Fairbanks' first ever time doing play-by-play all by his lonesome, and he calls in a phenomenal knockout. Actually, I was kind of—I'll be honest—I was glad I had the round off. It was fun to sit back and watch that as a fan.
Yeah, I mean, here we go. We're about to do the announcements.
Good job by the referee to stop that.
I agree. I just felt like the other gentleman, Menifee, Charlie Menifee, was just a little outclassed in that one. You know, Tyshawn Denson brought the power, he brought the range, he brought the speed, and he did a great job, you know, enforcing his will on the other fighter.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, guys, to recap the action of the first five fights, we had Kelvin Redding defeating Stefan Black. It was Devontae McFadden over Jermaine Nix. We saw Jamal Bauman Jr. over Travell Fane in a decision that both me and Tim disputed. And Davon Figueroa, who up until now I would have said had the performance of the night, but now I'm not so sure because Tayshawn Denson looked amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you get the finish, it definitely, you know, leaves an impression on everybody. So it's going to be really hard to vote against him for the fighter of the night.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be brutal. All right, we go now to the sixth fight of the evening. If my math is correct, I believe this is our sixth fight. It is. It's out of the 145-pound junior division. It will be Dalen. Lord, help me with these last names, bud. Looks like we got Dalen Hoosey versus Jackson
House.
House?
House.
Thank you. And that's the benefits of sitting in the corner. All right, so Dalen House versus Jackson Behoon. Dalen out of DNA Level C Boxing Club. I love that name, that DNA level.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty darn cool. It's Southside Boxing Club. All right. All the sponsors are taken care of, and now it's just sit back and call some fights. All right, here we go. We are back. It is Key On Sports Radio Network again. Key On Sports.
That'll work, Dave.
How's in the red and Behoon in the blue?
Yeah. Stay on them, dude.
What are we seeing so far, Tim?
Right now, it looks like they're both trying to establish. It looks like the counter game right now is in House's corner. He's throwing that left. Another southpaw fighter. It seems like they have a house full, no pun intended, of southpaw fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
A lot more than you would really think.
Nice combination there by Behoon. There we go. House
better get his gloves up, though.
Yeah.
I mean it had that's dumb.
House is throwing the big power shot there. The left is coming. Every time he throws it, you see it. He moves backwards.
Yep. No doubt about it. Now, House, I'm not going to say House is dominating this first round. He's looking real good. Good shots there. Getting kind of hooked there and there by Behoon.
Right.
Good cross there. Excellent. Out of the clinch, Dalen House looked real good there.
Yeah, Dalen House, I mean, right now landing some power shots. Trapping Behoon into the ropes there. Now, of course, House took the center of the ring. He looks like he's very comfortable. He looks like he's been here before.
Good vision on him, too. I mean, you see House kind of staring him down, but really smart about it.
He's really, really attentive.
Nice shot there.
Great counter shot there.
Dalen House with a good counter shot there, as Tim said. As you can see, Jackson Behoon coming in with an attack, but really everything's getting blocked.
Right there.
Beautiful defense right now by House. Bit of a tap. Good body shot there by Behoon. Another one, they push him apart. Behoon looking there, looking to get it going, and referee will stop it, as you can kind of see a chin strap issue. Good first round of action right now. Dalen House seems to be dominated in many ways. Jackson Behoon's been on his horse. And this break in action might help.
There we go. All right, and the round is started again. Good right hand there to start off.
Touch his body, dude.
By House. Good body work.
Touch his body.
Referee resumes action, and away we go. Good shots there. Hands up. Finally got those hands up. Did House.
Hey.
House lays it in. Good shot there by House.
Keep at it.
And we will go to the end of the first round. And in dominating fashion, it was Dalen House. I have it scored for him 10-9.
Yeah, absolutely. A 10-9 round for Dalen House. Did really well with his combination strikes. Yeah, he landed the more powerful punches. Did really good bringing the pressure as well. He moved back the blue corner, Jackson Behun, very easily, it seemed. I'm going to see if he tries to do the same thing in the next round, bringing the pressure and continuing that trend.
Right, I mean, Dalen House in that round, excellent offense out of Dalen House. I would just say maybe hands up a little bit more often, but, you know, really, until Jackson Behun could make him respect the punching power, you know, I don't know. No urgency there.
Yeah, I mean, no urgency. I mean, like you said, like you know, you pointed out in the first round that Dalen really, really is very attentive. Looking at him, watching him very closely and the movements and reacting very well. His reaction time is really, really good. He's really doing well with the counter shots. I think he's going to continue to do that and have success in the second round.
All right, away we go now. Second round of the week. Dalen House out of the red. Jackson Behun in the blue. And here comes Behun. Good cross there by Dalen House. Another good cross.
Behun seems to be wanting to work behind the jab in this round. He's pawing it out there a little bit.
Yeah, no, he definitely is. But House has an answer seemingly every time right now. Dalen House looking to work that jab. Good jab there. Little shot to the body. Misses. Both fighters still looking to land. And Behun with some trouble with that headset again there. All right. Jackson House. Ooh, nice shot there by Jackson Behun, and Dalen House kind of caught one. Dalen House, sorry. Good job there again by Behun.
Yeah, Behun's really working behind that jab. He seems to be a lot more calm this round.
Yep, much more.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems to be working wonders for him using his height and his reach.
Yeah. Behun must have listened to his corner well, because right now he's winning this second round, but still a long way to go. And Dalen House needs to work a little bit better with his technique here.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like right now with the style of fighting that Behun's using, House needs to turn it more into a dirty fight. It seems like that's what's going to win it for him. Good body shot there by Behun, or by House.
Yep. All right, Dalen House back at it. Jackson Behun, good shot there to the body there now by Dalen House. And Dalen House looking to circle. Good shot there by House. If he can flurry with Sean, he can steal the round. Let's see here. Dalen House looking to steal this round as he's kind of caught most of the damage so far. And Jackson Behun getting the work done in the middle. And nope, here comes Jackson again, though. Good shot there by Dalen House. This one almost too close to call, Tim.
Good slip there by Behun. Good deep breath there by Behun.
All right, 10 seconds to go in the round. Both fighters looking to take it right now. It's been very close. Good body shots there by Dalen House. Nice uppercut there by House. Pushes forward. Dalen House looking to take it. And my oh my, will this be a tough, tough round to call?
Yeah, I mean, very, very close round. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and I have to give it to Jackson Behun. Working off the jab. You know, he was a much more crisp fighter that round compared to his first. Don't get me wrong. The first round did really well for Dalen House. But I think the second round, he came out a little lackadaisical. I don't know if the jab was giving him issues, the length was giving him issues, but right now I have it 1-1.
Yeah, no, I agree. 1 round apiece. But overall, I you know, I hate to say this, we're talking about kids, but to me, looking at this, Dalen House is the better fighter. It just is. The only person who's going to beat him tonight is him, and he kind of did it to himself in the second round.
I think the pressure that he imposed on in the first round really, really helped him. I think if he continues to do that and he goes back to that, I think it'll do him a whole lot better. And we'll see what's going to happen here in the beginning of the third.
This one might come down to the corners. The better advice here, 1 round apiece. As again, you know, I'll say it one more time. I believe Dalen House is a much better fighter. Just got to work on a little bit of a technique, and let's see what he does. House comes out. Good exchange there. And Jackson Behun trying to find his reach. Calling out that jab. But he's getting caught.
Hey, stay on.
Good job here out of Dalen House. If I call this kid Dalen one more time, I swear.
Dalen House. Dalen throwing combination strikes. It looks like right now, it looks like Behun is wanting to, again, establish that jab. Look like, there it is, a good combination.
Good job.
Working body, head.
Yep. Excellent job by House.
Yeah, Jackson is throwing that jab out there really well.
Good uppercut by House. Good cross by House. House pouring on the pressure now. Dalen House looking the best we've seen him in 3 rounds. Referee will break it up here, but this is the Dalen House we expected to see tonight. Here comes House. Body shot by House. Good cross by House. This is what he needs to do. Got caught there, though.
And Jackson was pouring it back on.
Yep, no doubt about it. Jackson's staying up to it. Good body shots there by House. He's working inside of the clinch well. Dalen House right now trying to take this fight. Doing a hell of a job on this third round. What could Jackson Behu bring here, Tim?
I mean, he needs to work the jab. I mean, the jab is his key to victory right now. He is landing it. And right now, it looks like House is just bringing it to him. He's making the pressure happen, just like the first round.
Good reach there by Jackson. Nice shot there by Jackson.
That's a clubbing right hand there.
Dalen House taking one. Back comes House, though.
These guys are back and forth. It's
absolutely. Good body shot there. Might have been a little
low. That looked a little low to me.
Did it? Yeah, me too. All right, Jackson Behu landed a low blow uncalled. Oh, but you know what? House might have just returned the favor. All right, 1-1. Here we go. And 10 seconds to go. Anybody's fight. Jackson Behu to the body of the head. Back comes House. And he's getting hooked. Referee knocks. Oh, good cross there. Beautiful cross.
That's such a hard, round to score. It really is. It's such a hard round to score. I'm not going to, I'm not even going to say anything. I just want to hear what the judges have to say.
Yep. I'll tell you what, though. I think House did a little bit more damage. I'm going to give that 2-1. But in the sport of boxing, much like MMA, when it goes to the judges, anybody's guess, a tight, tight fight. I want to say 1 to Dalen, 2 to Jackson, and then Dalen in the 3. But again, Tim, what do we know?
Not much. Not much. Not when it comes to what the young men are bringing. They did a heck of a job.
Yep. This is going to be one hell of a decision.
I can't wait to see it. I'm curious. I'm a fan right now. I'm just sitting back and watching.
I kind of think, for me, the sky's the limit for Dalen House. He showed a lot of good things tonight. Again, technique needs to get a little bit sharper in certain areas. But overall, overly impressed by him. And
a great show of sportsmanship here.
Yep.
On both sides.
A gritty fight too, I gotta say, by Jackson Behu. Very gritty.
I mean, that guy's jab is really, really good.
And your winner, 145-pound junior division championship, boxing out of the red corner.
Yep,
there it is.
Red corner stays red hot. Congratulations. Both fighters a lot to be proud about tonight, but in the end, it goes to Dalen House. All right. We are rolling through the night, 2 fights to go. Okay, you are listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network, keonsports.com. And if you want to bring the fight, Tim, where can they find that website?
Go to btfmma.com. Like I said, you'll go to the events page. You'll see all the events that we'll be covering and going. Click on the register now for your tickets anytime you want to go to one of the events. Let them know Bring the Fight is the one that gave you the idea. Also, we got plenty of interviews on SoundCloud. Go on there. All the links are on the website. If you guys have any ideas, anytime you want to get interviewed, any of you fighters, any coaches, any gyms, let us know. We're open. We'll travel to you.
All right. Up next, the 7th fight of the evening, bout, as we call it here in boxing. And it is going to be, as we circle off that last fight there, looks like another Jackson. This time, Javon Jackson versus Kateri Gilmore. So it will be Jackson out of the red, Gilmore in the blue when we return. And we are back now. Javon Jackson, Kateri Gilmore, Vince McKee, Tim Fairbanks, and away we go. And all right. 2 very little kids going at it. This is great.
Good.
Nice shot there by Gilmore.
The energy here.
Yeah.
They are throwing down.
Good hook. Good job right now by Gilmore. Very, very early in this fight, but I'm impressed. Nice shot there again by Gilmore.
Look at the headwork there.
Yeah. I mean, Jackson's throwing, but he's just not landing yet. Oh, another good shot by Gilmore. Another good shot by Gilmore. 2 in a row. He's landing everything he wants right now.
Absolutely.
Jackson's quick, though. Doing a good job dodging a few of those. But again, man, Gilmore looking good right now.
He's got to be right down the pipe.
Very good footwork. In and out goes Gilmore. Lands another one. Might see a knockout.
They're throwing.
This kid's good.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Another nice shot by Gilmore. Another nice shot. Backs out perfectly. Great footwork.
There we go.
1 minute rounds, guys. These
goes
quick.
Let's go.
We got the tinies in
there. There we go. Establishing the jab there. A little double jab.
Nice shot again by Gilmore.
I mean, Jackson landed that left hand on the come in. That was a great shot.
He did, though, but man, not even close for me. First round goes to Gilmore, and we will be back with the second round. Great action. Okay, we are back at it here. Gilmore, bit of a delay there, but Again, we have Gilmore in the blue, Jackson in the red. Okay, so Gilmore and Jackson.
Good jab. Going straight, champ.
Meeting in the center of the ring. Good job there by Jackson, peppering that jab.
Absolutely.
Good jab. Keep that jab fired.
Good job by Jackson. He's got to start landing those, but beautiful
form. Did you see the head movement by Jackson? He looked great there.
Yep. Very quick. Very quick on his feet. Javon Jackson looking much better right now. Gilmore kind of slowed down a bit. Nice shot there, but you want to watch the rabbit punches. At this age, you're obviously not doing it on purpose.
Right.
Good straight jab there by Gilmore. Man, this kid's good.
Yeah, come on.
Sitting back enjoying this right now. All right, Gilmore, good body shot there. Good 1-2 by Gilmore. Gilmore finding his distance. Nice shot there by Gilmore. Not sure if it landed, but it looked good. Tough angle. Nice cross there by Gilmore. Goes down. That's going to be a slip.
Keep working, champ, okay? Let your
definitely a slip. All right. Second round is done. And we're back. One hell of a fight this has turned into. First round squarely for Gilmore. Second round easily for Jackson. Right now it's anybody's game. We head to the third. Javon Jackson used beautiful footwork and head movement there.
Give me all you got.
Here we go.
Just like you work over my gym when you come over, okay?
And getting ready at any second now. I thought I heard a whistle.
I thought I heard the same.
And foul. All right, here we go.
Let's go. Hey, go straight,
good shot there by Gilmore. Landed it perfectly. Good combination of the body by Gilmore. Good cross by Jackson.
I mean, Jackson got rocked and then showed the heart of a fighter.
Sure did.
You know, he started swinging right back and he landed some good shots.
Let's go.
All right. Referee breaks him up. Gilmore. Guys throwing wild. Good headshot there by Gilmore. Beautiful shot by Gilmore. Referee needs to do a standing eight. Let's see if he does it. To me, it's a standing eight. How will the referee call this? It might have just been loose headgear. Loose headgear it is. Okay. Might have got lucky there because Gilmore was pouring it on. All right, both fighters showing the heart of champion here, 75-pound Bantam division. All right, back at it, Gilmore and Jackson. Pumping that jab nicely. Here we go again, good shot there.
Good word, baby, come on.
Landing it nicely, Gilmore. Good cross by Gilmore, good response by Jackson. Jackson looking good.
Jackson definitely listening to his corner really well.
Ooh, nice shot there by Gilmore, though.
Yep,
popping his head right back. Gilmore again, nailed him again. Gilmore again by Gilmore. Oh, boy. Gilmore looking real good. 10 seconds still. Good body shot by Jackson.
Look at that.
Oh, absolutely. Great body shots by Jackson. Good composure by Jackson. That will bring this fight to a close. Both fighters a lot to be proud about.
That's the way a fight should end. Both fighters in the middle swinging it out. I love it.
We're going to go to the judges' scorecards. And we're back. Tim, how'd you have that one scored?
Yeah, I have a 2-1 Gilmore. Gilmore, you know, really turned it on in the third. Landed some good shots. But, you know, great fight by both. I mean, Javon Jackson showing the heart of a fighter, you know, coming back every time he's hit, he comes back. Great head movement, great work, great speed by both. A lot of fun to watch. It was a pleasure, absolutely.
All right, we're going to throw it down to the ring announcer for the night. I do agree with you, though. I would say round one to Gilmore, round three to Gilmore, round two to Jackson, 2-1 Gilmore. And the blue corner does get one. Great job there. Both fighters a lot to be proud about. Okay, that will almost about do it for the night. One fight to go. It will be the last fight of the evening. In the 110-pound division, we will have Akeem Robinson out of the red corner, Carlos Johnson Jr. out of the blue. We want to remind you, fans, you are listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. Okay, guys, if you liked what you heard tonight, let us know about it. You can email me, Vince McKee, CoachVin14@yahoo.com. Suggestions are always welcome. As our sponsors, if you want to be a part of things, we're always looking to hire people, bring more people on. We've had a lot of fun tonight. I want to thank Tim Fairbanks from Bring the Fight. Guys, I called Tim an hour before these fights started, and he responded. That's awesome. Awesome stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, you gotta do what you got to do, especially when it's for the kids. You know, you got to make their day, man. That's what it's all about.
And we're back. Last fight of the night. We have Robinson in the red, Johnson in the blue. Okay. Both fighters square off. Charging forward is Johnson. Johnson and Robinson. Okay, so Johnson charging forward.
Johnson's pushing forward. Working our way back to the center.
Robinson threw a jab there and missed. Good combination there by Robinson. Another good combination by Robinson. Good body shot by Robinson. Johnson not really not doing much of anything right now. Good shot there. All right. On his toes again. Good shot by Johnson. Tim, how's it looking?
I mean, they're both in the center of the court. Look at that. They're both landing right now. Right as you hand it off to me, they start landing. But both guys looking well. They're both in the center of the ring. Combination strikes there by Robinson.
All right, back to it now. Robinson looking good. And it is Akeem Robinson in the red and Johnson in the blue. Robinson red, Johnson blue. Good charging forward there by Johnson. Both fighters looking to square off here, not doing much yet. Nice lunge there by Robinson, but didn't land anything with it.
Yeah, good feint there. I mean, realistically, there's a great combination
good
there.
Good job there by Robinson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on the nose, right on the button. Good shot there by Robinson, landed it perfectly. Last fight of the night.
When Johnson's throwing the combinations, he's just barely out of reach. There's a good jab there by Johnson.
Yep. All right, we go to the second round. All right, round two underway. Robinson and Johnson. Robinson now in the red, looking to find his range. Moving forward, good shot there by Johnson. Johnson in the blue.
Yeah, Johnson's bringing the pressure. I mean, pushing him back. Right now, we got the range working there. Robinson throwing the combinations. Nothing's landing right now. There we go. Scuffle going on in the corner.
Good body shot there by Johnson.
Johnson's doing a great job of staying in front of him.
No doubt about it. Oh, nice lunging shot there. But
yeah, good right hand there.
Hit nicely.
Johnson's out of the batter strikes right now. Taking the center of the ring.
Robinson and Johnson to close out tonight. The 2019 Junior Olympics. These kids have a bright future ahead of them, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, they're the main event tonight, you know. Right now, Johnson's doing well. It looks like a good right hand there by Robinson. Robinson landed the 1-2, slips out of the way.
Bring him to the body, King.
No doubt about it. Good body shot there. Robinson
pushing.
Robinson looking real good. Body shot by Robinson. Has Johnson against him. Another body shot by Robinson. Headshot by Robinson. Excellent job right now. Pouring it on is Robinson. Another one. Headshot. Headshot. Hook. Body. Oh, good uppercut by
Johnson. They're going.
Excellent fight right now. Excellent fight. Good crotch there by Jackson. Lands it. Robinson, beautiful job. Nice shot there. Wow. Akeem Robinson poured it on there.
That was an action-packed round. Johnson landed a lot of heavy shots. Jackson landed a lot of shots. I would not want to be a judge right now.
No, I mean, I'm giving that round to Robinson. Looked very good. Definitely a splurge there towards the end. And we're going to go to the third round. And this final round of the night brought to you by KeonSports.com, Vince McKee, Coach Finn, 14 at Yahoo.com. Okay, here we go. Third round underway.
Throw that right up. King, we spice out.
Jackson.
Throw
Robinson versus Johnson Jr. Johnson Jr. in the blue, Robinson in the red. Good shot there by Johnson.
Yeah, Robinson's trying to establish that jab. Of course, Johnson's trying to land the bigger shots.
Nice shot there by Robinson.
Forward. Yeah, they're both doing a great job.
Good shot there. Good cross look by Johnson. Johnson in the blue, coming forward slowly, but man, is Robinson quick. I'm liking what I'm seeing about Akeem Robinson tonight. He's impressed me with those quick hits. Lands another one. You see Johnson come in. Robinson meets him with a straight jab to the chin.
Good inside work there by Johnson, though.
Oh, it is. It is. Nice shot there by Robinson. Nice shot there by Robinson. He's got the reach and he's using it. Akeem Robinson needs to go for the kill right now. He's looking real good. There it is again by Robinson. Backs Johnson into the corner against the ropes.
Johnson landing a good right hand off the ropes. Now pushing the issue as well.
Nice shot there. Robinson, beautiful shot there by Robinson. Looking to put it away. Body, body, body goes to Robinson. To the body again goes Robinson. Again, again goes Robinson. Johnson against the ropes, fighting hard now.
Landing his own good shots.
Yes.
It's amazing to see these guys go at it like this.
Good shot there by Robinson and Johnson. Both fighters pouring it on. Down the stretch we go. And Tim, break down the fight for us, bud.
Yeah, I mean, what you see there in that fight is you know, the longer rangy fighter trying to put the pressure on, sometimes getting countered, pushed back. Johnson did a great job being the shorter fighter, landing some heavy shots. Robinson, though, all of us, you know, overall using the jab, you know, working the angles. Of course, Robinson shaking out his hand there. But we'll see what the judges have to say. Great fight overall. A lot of body work, a lot of switching levels. It was a lot of fun to watch. Great job.
I couldn't agree more. And we will go to the ring announcer.
Red corner.
Yeah.
Yep.
A beautiful performance by Robinson. For Tim Fairbanks, this is Vince McKee. Have a good night, everybody. And a special thank you to Tim from Bring the Fight for joining us tonight. Good night, everybody.